It's a Thursday, which normally means, and it does today, that there's a good chance Mr. Brian Hogevane's going to be on from Marrakesh. And Brian, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic, John, and I hope you're doing twice as good.
Twice as good? I hope you're doing as well as I am. Maybe give me like 1.5 times.
All right, 1.5 times.
Well, then. I'm definitely doing 1.5 times better.
All right.
How are you? Everything good? I know that gold and silver is still high. That's
yep.
still people moving things in, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. Every single day we have customers bringing in, you know, just the jewelry they're not wearing, they're not using, it's broken, I don't want to fix it anymore. They're selling it. They're trading it in towards new stuff. We've been doing a lot of repairs.
Because you have a jewelry repair in-house.
Yeah, we do have that. We've been doing a lot of custom work for a lot of people.
It's because I'm reading this commercial so well for you, Brian.
Yes.
Do they all say that when they come in, they're like, you know what got me over here was John Hansen's award-winning read of that commercial.
Absolutely. You literally are saying the exact words that they use.
Love that. And you can visit your store at 16 West Ogden in Westmont, just west of Cass. That's always the best thing to do. Bring your items in. You can call or text the items to you guys beforehand, but at the end of the day, and what we're going to be doing here, we're going to try and find out how much things are worth. At the end of the day, just come to the store, check it out.
Bring it in.
Yeah.
Bring it in. Check it out before you throw it out.
Absolutely. 312-981-7200 is our phone number right now. 630-969-9600 is Mr. Hogevane's number at Marrakesh. All right, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Lots of texts. The phone lines are open right now. But the 630, which is your neck of the woods, wants to know, I have an Antonia 8-day...
What? I'm so sorry.
You don't correct
it's
me.
Ansonia.
Ansonia.
Actually. Yeah, it's actually an Ansonia clock, 8-day clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to read your next commercial poorly now because you corrected me in the middle of that.
I'm sorry,
no,
John.
I'm just kidding. Ansonia 8-day clock. It was my great-grandfather's. It dates back to the late 1800s. First of all, that's cool. Second, it's a little like mantelpiece. We're looking at the picture right now.
Yeah.
It's like one of those ones that's flat on both edges. It looks like a bell curve that has a clock in the middle of it.
Absolutely.
They are asking, they say the wood needs to be refinished. I want to know, do I hurt the value if I do this? Talk us through this.
So on this particular clock, it's a nice 8-day clock. The Ansonia was a very modestly priced clock when they were originally sold. So that value carries kind of today. So mm-hmm. they're fairly inexpensive in terms of this type of an item. So stuff like this, you know, you could find anywhere $100 to $200.
Right.
Okay. So in this case, if you know this is your great grandfather's clock, you're not selling this.
Right.
You want to display it in your home. You can refinish it.
Yeah, right. It's not
you
like
can
a
refinish it.
It's not a $50,000 piece that if you do something to it's gone.
Correct. You are not altering something that, you know, had some, you know, additional intrinsic value to it that you're now going to be destroying by refinishing it. You're not. It's fine.
But how fine. Brilliant of them to text, because it's so
Absolutely.
Much smarter to find out beforehand than afterwards, right?
Check it out before you throw it out.
And same with the guy who, yeah, I always hate to tell this story, but a guy cleaned a coin that would have been worth so much more when he brought it to the store. He was probably just thinking, oh, I want to clean it up, make it look nice for Brian Hogevane. No, you want to see it as it is.
Absolutely. Do not clean coins. I can never stress that enough. You know, I don't know if we want to hear the story, but there was a $50 gold piece, Humboldt gold piece mm-hmm. that somebody had brought in, and they had previously brought it to a different place that was not as experienced as we were,
mm-hmm.
and they had actually acid tested this coin and destroyed the value.
The other place did.
Had it been left completely alone, would have easily paid $80,000 for the coin. Had it got damaged the way that it was, turned it into about a $15,000 coin.
Ooh, that's rough.
That's a huge loss.
That is a huge loss. I know numbers. That is a loss. Yeah. Okay, that's a lesson for you out there. 708 texted in a nice picture of a framed Patrick Kane jersey worn in his 1,000th game during the warm-ups. It looks like it has an authentication from the Blackhawks in the lower right of the frame. It is signed by Patrick Kane. It's also signed by Ryan Carpenter, who is now a minor league player, not in the Blackhawks system. Nice piece here, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, with the Blackhawks certification from the team itself, you know, and being, you know, obviously it's not a game worn, but it's still worn.
He wore it, yeah.
You know, in warm-ups. So it's still a very good piece. Something like this, you know, really has to go to you know, something that we would really need to kind of see in person and to ascertain the value, et cetera, see the quality of every, you know, all the different pieces.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's just a lot of things that, like you were saying before, you really got to see it in person. So on Patrick Kane, obviously he's no longer with the Blackhawks. When stuff like this goes out for sale, it, you know, when they change teams, a lot of times they want the current team versus, you know, previous team. You know, I would have extra, you know, the 1,000th game. What season was that? Where was that? Mm-hmm. You know, what day was that? Can we, you know, what can we align that with? All that can add to the value. So, you know, if let's say that 1,000th game, he had a hat trick on that day.
Right.
You know, that's going to add, you know, value to the piece. So
I'm trying to remember, but I don't think so on that day.
Yeah.
Okay, I actually have two follow-up questions to the Patrick Kane jersey, but we got to do it after we take a little break here for traffic and weather. It's Brian the Cash Man, topcashbuyer.com. Someone wanted to know your website. Two quick follow-ups, then let's do a little rapid fire. The Kane jersey that I see signed here from his 1,000th game, cool stuff. It's also signed by Ryan Carpenter. Great guy. Not as prolific as a player of Patrick Kane. Does his signature on the Patrick Kane jersey with the Kane signature diminish the value?
It does.
Unfairly.
It does.
And
it
it's
does
because someone goes, what's this other one?
Right. Because it's Patrick Kane's jersey.
Right.
Why would you have anybody else's signature on there?
So that's a lesson for people out there. If
that's
they've got
correct.
A jersey, try and get I know you want to get as many as you can. I don't know the order in which this man or woman got them. But the second question, if the team has, when the team, excuse me, has this resurgence that I know they will have, even though we have the news and we have Blackhawks Live coming up next, they fired their head coach today. Will the value go up if the team gets better for someone like Kane who played in a different generation of players?
That's not it. So now this becomes a player item, not a team item. So it's going to be, you know, depend upon the player themselves.
Okay, so it doesn't really impact things.
No.
The 630 texted in a picture of a creepy clown and added no description, which made it even creepier. Brian, and it's a nice little picture.
Yeah.
Your thoughts? Do you know anything about this?
So it looks like a piece of work from Red Skeleton. You know, you can get the Red Skeleton originals. Then he did a lot of the prints or giclées, which are prints on canvas, numbered, signed. You know, anywhere 50 to, you know, in the, you know, low thousands on some of the, you know, originals, really nicely made ones.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sure. But we have no idea. You'd have to bring it in if it's original or not.
Definitely something I would need to take a look at. It's kind of hard from that picture.
Yeah, right. And no description. 773, I've got a 1968 orange crate bike and a 1969 pea picker Schwinn bike. That sounds cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, there's definitely, you know, big collectors into the different, you know, bikes, bike items and
the accoutrements around bikes.
Yeah, and everything that goes along with it. I mean, these, you know, these originals like this are it's not something that we typically deal in.
Okay.
Now, we can easily facilitate something or sale for somebody to make it happen, to move the piece, but originality is going to be key. Making sure that as much of it is original paint, original parts, original everything is key to value. And an item like that is definitely, those are two really, really cool bikes, just classic bikes of that era.
So there would be a buyer if it was the right situation.
Absolutely.
And if it were the right situation, original paint, original stuff, is this in the hundreds? Is this in the...
It could be in the thousands.
In the thousands of dollars.
Potentially it could be. Right. Just condition is key.
Condition is key. Let's go to Linda on line one. Linda, hello. You're on WGN.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. My significant other loved to play, what is that, Liar's Poker?
Yes.
And I wound up with his two $1 bills. One has all twos in the serial number, and the other one has all fours in the serial number.
That would be a winner.
What do you mean a winner? You're a
winner in Liar's
up.
Poker and a winner in value. Condition, of course, does play a little part in it.
Are we talking about the serial number is just 2-2-2-2-2-2 all the way across or 4-4-4-4?
All the way across and 4-4-4-4-4 all the way across.
Definitely worth bringing in. You'll be happy.
Well, how happy? I mean, I know condition, all that, but give us a range here.
Denomination, condition, vitally key.
Which one it was made
at? Don't know if I need to say high hundreds or low thousands.
Okay. Linda, bring them on in, okay?
What? I didn't hear what you said. High hundreds or low thousands?
Yes, for those notes.
And if they're in, like, perfect condition, could they be...
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Please bring them on by, Linda.
Okay, yeah, I brought in that Giuseppe Armani statue, and you couldn't do anything with that, but I'll be more than happy to bring in those dollar bills.
Absolutely, yeah, condition is key, but absolutely, I'd love to take a look at them.
Well, Linda's already been there. She knows the way.
Yeah,
16 West
in.
Ogden in Westmont. And Linda, obviously, even though you couldn't do something with the previous item, still likes you enough, wants to come on in, because that's
Please
the name
do.
Of the game. You're going to check something out. It may not be for everyone. You'll level with people, let them know what it could be worth, what it may not be worth, and then it's up to them. You're very low pressure on this.
Absolutely. Very low pressure. Just come on by.
I love that. Linda, thank you very much. Tonka trucks from the 1970s from the 773. Tonka trucks. Those were fun.
Oh, yeah.
Are they worth anything?
They, you know, they can't. Most items do have a potential. Again, depending which model it is, which, you know, what condition it's in, all that stuff is going to make a difference. You know, some of these Tonka trucks, $20, $30.
Okay.
Some of them in the hundreds. You know, just again, you have one that's still packaged in this original box and has minimal use and minimal wear. Sure, it's going to be worth more money.
Okay. 352 texted in a picture of what looks like a crew neck sweatshirt with the 5-time NBA 1997 Champs Bulls labeled on there. Before you answer that, I'm kind of curious. If you have an item that is in the middle of what ends up being a 6th championship run, like it says the 5-time champs or the 4-time champs or back-to-back, does that make it worth more or make it worth less? Like, does it look better if it's 6-time champs because that's where we know they ended up? Or is it better and it's more niche if it's those ones in between? Do you see what I'm saying?
You got to remember that each individual championship is its own, you know, its own collectible.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the first one, the second one, and so forth. Then this is just in its progression. There are people that collect specifically the first, the back-to-back, the three-peat, then the four, and then five, and
really?
Then the six. Absolutely. They want something from every single one. So, you know, this is good. It has that license sticker I can see in the picture, which definitely helps it. There are little spots on there, but, you know, the thing is they didn't make just one or two of these sweatshirts.
Right.
They made a ton. So, you know, $20 to $75, you know, just depends. Believe it or not, the size makes a difference.
And which ones are better?
Yeah. The ones that will be more universally fit everybody.
Larges are
like a large.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that large, that extra large, kind of that range right there seems to do best.
My small slim fit doesn't work for...
I'm sorry, John. You're going to have to bulk up.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Frank has something. I've never put these words together in a row. Frank, what do you have?
My wife has a lot of kitty cucumber figurines, different types in that.
Okay.
So we used to collect a lot of them in that, and there's just so many of them in that, and we're looking to possibly downsize. So it's kind of like, well, do we cut back on these
right,
or what?
Right. All right.
Right.
What, I've never heard of kitty cucumber. What is that,
they're
Ryan?
Like little cat figurines.
Okay.
You know, they're really neat. They're, you know, they're nice. They're painted, you know, have painting. They were very collectible in the 80s, 70s, 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a somewhat of a generational type collectible. Follows along like the likes of the Hummels and the Yadros and stuff. But there's still a little bit of collectability to them. You know, groups or lots will do better. You know, somebody that still has a little bit of an interest, you know, a package deal of like, you know, 3 to 5 or so might bring $20 to $30 or something like that.
What Frank should do is follow up with you or visit the store. He mentions he's downsizing, which a lot of people are doing. I bet you've got other stuff, Frank, too, that you may not know it's worth something. Check it out before you throw it out. 630-969-9600 is Brian's number. You got to do this one in 20 seconds. Someone has a stamp that rode on the Hindenburg and is stamped by the Hindenburg. That's got to be hard. Is that? Can you verify that? That's hard. That seems insane.
So this is a very more common thing. Big question would be, what stamp is it? Is it on the original postcard or the original envelope? And has the hand cancellation, you know, showing very neatly and clearly? Some of those can be, you know, are relatively inexpensive, you know, $50, $60. And I've seen some very specific ones that could be well over $1,000.
All right. Visit the store, 16 West Ogden and Westmont. Right, Brian?
Absolutely.
We'll do it again soon. 630-969-9600 is how you reach him.